Bob Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hit of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
.957 KJR. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:50, 10 till 7. Bob Rivers here on this, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. I had this feeling coming in this morning on the elevator that there are two kinds of people on Halloween. Well, there are three. And five, if you count men and women. And seven or so, if you break people by race and sexual preference. But I'm just saying, two kinds of people. The people that wear costumes on Halloween, you know, I'm talking the adults, to work. And then the people like me who say, what? I'm not 12.
We're all poopers.
Or 8 or 6. My wife gave us costumes, by the way, but I was embarrassed about it. Just for some reason, she shoved this in my car the other day and said, you got to wear something on Halloween.
That's a Santa hat.
I know.
It's a Jersey Santa hat.
She's got it all mixed up.
Leopard skin Santa hat.
Right.
That's kind of...
I think it's for you.
Like Jersey.
Leopard skin.
She wouldn't give a Jew a Santa hat, would she?
Yes, she would.
She'd like that. I see.
You're a convertible.
If I put that on my head, it would literally burst into flames.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's Halloween.
Yes, it is.
So, coming through the halls here today, I thought maybe next year we'll do that because some of the shows here, the sports guys, I don't think any of them are dressed up, but KISS, Jackie and Bender's station, the one that plays, you know, hot hit music for people, you know, who are hot and into the hits, their staff has dressed up, and in some cases, big time. Bender, his costume looks like he's entering a competition intending to win. It also looks like something that would be impossible to do a radio show wearing because his entire body, face, everything is covered. Now, his producer, Ben, is in here. Ben Schubert. Ben, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
And his producer's dressed up, but he's got a shirt spattered with, like, some beet juice.
Hey, this is like full-on theatrical blood, man.
And some cheesy 50-cent plastic mask. That's how you do it.
Hey, this is a really nice mask, actually.
Really
it's very
good.
Heavy.
It's not plastic,
mask.
Is it?
It's not plastic, no.
That's a good mask.
That's a ceramic mask, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All
Are
right.
you the guy from Boardwalk Empire?
No, it's a video game thing, but pretty much. Just a 50s classic.
Is that a real
duo.
Mustache?
Yes, it is.
Yank!
November, my friends.
Sorry. There is nobody in the world you should go as other than David Crosby every day of your life.
This guy looks like David Crosby.
Where are the lesbians who want to have children?
Yeah, I mean, this guy is...
He does look like David Crosby.
He's like his younger brother. That is unbelievable.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, so,
you've heard Ron Jeremy and David Crosby.
Now David Crosby. Yeah.
Now that's a love child. I like.
It's in your pants. Let me see if you look like Ron Jeremy. Wow, you really do.
As I recall, Ron Jeremy was nothing special.
No. Not
so if you know him well enough to just go... Yep.
I was making a joke. I don't know how big Ron Jeremy's junk is.
He is huge.
Yes, you do.
Is he? No, I don't.
Oh, God, everybody does.
Everybody looks at the guys.
So, back to you, Ben.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What did Bender, is he doing his show with that costume on? And is it on video?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it on video, and he refuses to take the mask or the hat off, so his headphones are kind of
pulled
back.
So the whole show sound like this?
Kind of, and a good amount of feedback, too. It's a little difficult for
Did he watch David Letterman do his show without an audience and say, how can I make my show screwed up?
That was genius, man. I don't care. That was awesome. Yeah.
Do you talk about him behind his back? Most producers do.
Never. I would never do that, ever. That would be incredibly irresponsible.
How much do they fight when the mic is off?
Not too much.
You notice how his voice gets higher when he says that?
Here, put the mask on and be like somebody else is going.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day.
And what is Jackie dressed as today?
Tan mom. Pulling off really well, actually.
Oh, Tanning mom?
Tanning mom, yes.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Did she burn half her face?
She spent about 10 hours putting on pancake makeup, actually.
Ouch.
Got to see her. Oh, the tanning mom is great. Now, the tanning mom got better, didn't she? There was an after picture of her.
They showed a picture of her like 6 months out of the booth.
And she did not look, I mean, she didn't look fantastic, but she didn't look bad. She looked normal.
Yeah.
After that. So, wow. What's it like doing a show with a divorced couple?
You know what? Honestly, it has its off days sometimes. But that's like once every couple months. And what I mean, if you're working with a divorced couple, it's going to happen. So yeah. You just
if you're working with an actual couple, it might actually happen more often. My wife and I, if I could get it down to every couple of months, that would be great.
Does it ever degenerate to, Ben, tell Jackie that I like you to pass the pen? Well, Ben, can you tell Bender that I'm using this pen right now?
If it even gets close to that, I excuse myself to get some coffee, maybe go to the bathroom. But it never has. Never has.
If it does, that's what you do. But it never has.
Yes. Yeah, I'd bounce out of there super quick.
Have you ever had to sit for the kids, or more importantly, for Ted, the Great Dane?
No, they know I hate children. They know I hate dogs.
Oh, okay.
We're good to go.
Get off the hook on that.
All right. Well, tell Jackie and Bender when they get a chance, pop in. I want to take a picture of them for our website,
I will, for sure.
All right. Ben, their producer.
Be well, brother.
Right.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
All right. 6:56. What's going on in the world today? Well, it's Halloween. We have heavy rain here. We literally do have all sorts of flooding problems, which seem silly to mention in light of what's happened on the East Coast. But we will get into some of that. The cleanup from Sandy has begun. And on another note, Sandy has shown the darker side of social media. Hurricane Sandy unfolded quickly. And this may be the worst disaster hurricane in the age of social media, right? It's been a while since, I don't think Katrina was a huge social media phenomenon.
Oh, no.
7 years ago, Katrina, right? 2005?
It was the beginning of texting and Facebook. We were not into the point where everybody is connected. What has happened? Some say a useful tool for family and friends to keep tabs on each other during the storm. I mean, certainly you can share your experiences via Facebook, pass them around.
I heard that New York City was giving public service safety announcements by Twitter.
Yep. But here's the downside. False information can go viral. And there were lots of rumors going on. Rumors spread on social media as if they're fact. I don't know if any of you have noticed that, but it has happened. There's such misinformation being spread about Sandy. It's Facebook, it's Twitter. Some photos went viral. There was a photo of service members at Arlington Cemetery that was taken in September.
I saw that picture many, 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 many times. The three guys in the driving rain standing their post. And it's That I was torn on that because here's these three guys. Obviously, it's not photoshopped. It really is three Marines standing their post at the Tomb of the Unknown, you know, in a driving rainstorm. It just didn't happen to be
on the day.
Frankenstorm. Yeah.
Were you suspicious of it or did you believe it?
The first time I saw it, I thought, of course, that's what it is. That's what they do.
They're standing their post in the driving.
That's what the weather's like right now.
But wait a minute. Wouldn't you, if there was a danger that a tree branch could fall on one of those guys and they'd have to dig another grave, wouldn't you pull them in?
Of course not. No, they're there.
See, but you're buying the myth of the... No, of course you pull them in. No. It's the safety of your men is more important.
I don't know about that. I think there's always somebody on guard.
Actually, Spike is right because always. Then they posted the real picture.
Really?
Then you're the guy who goes up with the funnel cloud.
And there's a guy there that stayed that day, but it wasn't three guys. It was only one guy.
Always. But was he ever in any real danger?
I mean, it wasn't raining that hard. That's a picture that...
Yeah, it was Virginia. If it was Atlantic City, if it was... what's that beach they do the show about? Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. By the way, remember after the hurricane... When Pat Robertson made those terrible statements about New Orleans, how come he didn't say God doesn't like Jersey Shore this time?
Somebody else did. There was a preacher that said that the hurricane was punishment.
It was on Boo Boo and what's her name?
I'm not sure.
Not the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
Although it did go viral that the cast of the Jersey Shore was tweeting about how sad it was about what happened to the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Which it is. If you grew up over there like I did, your whole childhood.
Did you ride on that roller coaster?
Of course.
At Seaside Heights, I thought about you when I saw that.
And what you're talking about, these pictures going viral, I actually participated in that. There was this one picture of a dark circular cloud over the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
And when I saw it in the morning, I was like, oh my God. And I shared it on my Facebook page, and then everybody shared it off my page, and then everyone's like, that's Photoshop. So then for the rest of the day, I didn't believe anything I saw was real.
Right.
You know, roller coasters coming out of the ocean, and then everything that I had been seeing was real. So it's hard to distinguish.
There was a post of the Stock Exchange building, and it became the subject of debate Tuesday when CNN reported it. In an email, CNN spokesperson Bridget Langer says the network's weather correspondent referenced a National Weather Service report that turned out to be incorrect. In other words, someone else fell for the incorrect or photoshopped photo. This is, and then when you see the real photos like that crane, they're less dramatic. Now, let's face it. If you can get a shark to jump up and grab at that crane, it's going to look a lot more exciting. More people will tweet it.
Somebody will start working on that right now.
Yeah. Oh, the shark gets the crane.
Yeah. So there
is no, and I don't know how you feel about this, there is no curation of social media. There is no accuracy. There's,
right.
Should you assume that everything is inaccurate or a hoax when you see it? Or is this good for society in that it's going to sharpen our cynicism and our skepticism so we'll be less vulnerable people all around? Like the masses, you know, people like me have always been cynics because I've seen so many things that are, you know, pushed on people and fake. But the average person doesn't realize how much they're manipulated. Is the good side of this that people are going, wow, they're faking me out?
Well, you know, I think people need a reminder of you can't believe everything you read or see. You know, that used to be the credo. You can't believe, don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see. But nowadays, people do. It's nice to get a little slap in the brain that maybe there isn't a shark. Maybe the skirt wasn't blown up on the Statue of Liberty. See that one?
I didn't see that.
The Statue of Liberty with her skirt blown up like Marilyn Monroe because how high the winds were. I'm like, really, people?
Rick and Everett, hello. Although that would be great attraction that would bring more people to visit the monument. Hello, Rick.
Morning, Bob.
Yeah.
You guys were just talking about Arlington National Cemetery and the hurricane and how it affected it this last few days. The Arlington National Cemetery is actually patrolled by a part of the 3rd Infantry Division called the Old Guard. And the Old Guard took over guarding the Tomb of the Unknowns in 1948, and they have walked their post 24/7, 365 without fail. They've been offered the opportunity in inclement weather to stand down, and they have refused every time.
Right. Has the weather ever been life-threateningly inclement? I mean, just suppose it was life-threatening. Certainly you would expect them to stand down, wouldn't you?
They are given the opportunity. They have had hurricanes, high winds, inclement weather, extreme inclement weather hit Arlington National Cemetery and the site of the tomb before. And they've actually gone to, they're called Sentinels. And they've actually gone to the Sentinels and offered them the opportunity to stand down, and they have refused. They have reduced their shifts. And I know that the other day they were supposed to have a few funeral processions, and they did move those out for safety reasons. But as far as guarding the Tomb of the Unknown itself.
All right. Well, I admire that. I admire that kind of bravery, but I'm glad that Joe and I are not Sentinels, right? Could you picture us standing there, Joe?
Well, I would,
you guys can go. Oh, no.
I'd stand guard, but I'd say roll me out a tank or something I could hang out in.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sit there in a tank.
Sit guard.
Easily.
There's a couple texters who want to make it clear that those are not Marines. They're to be called soldiers.
Got it.
Oh, that's a good thank you.
United States Army soldiers.
Yeah.
And they're always unranked. They never wear a designation of rank because you don't want to outrank anybody in that would be honored.
Rick, kudos to our boys. Nothing but love for their bravery. Thank you.
Tector says, as someone who was affected by the Taylor Bridge fire in Cle Elum, social media was the number one place we got up-to-the-minute updates.
And the up-to-minute updates were probably accurate there. I thought about this yesterday when we asked people to text us whether or not their company tests for pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out, I think, Jody, that, hey, we're coming in with all the names of their companies. Do we want to say it? Because it's just social media. It's completely unconfirmed. And I thought, well, people who, you know, why would they lie about that? But they could.
I don't think that even in this case you could say that social media's got a downside. I love keeping tabs on people. I know who on the East Coast that I love and miss doesn't have power, does have power. I know who's at work, who's not at work. Even their dumb little Facebook comments mean a lot to me because I have no power to help or do anything from over here.
It almost seems like Twitter, they need a verified feed or something, because yesterday this one guy, and I don't even know who he is, but it was reported on our show that the New York Stock Exchange had, what, 3 feet of water?
3 feet of water, yeah.
That was just from one guy tweeting that, and there is never verified.
New York, that's the story that some reporter gave out on CNN.
Yeah.
She misquoted that, or spread that misinformation.
And it was on our show.
Well, you know what? The policing of that will probably develop organically, too, the way Snopes.com developed as a place. But this is the thing. What I hope is that this is training your sniffer. I think it's healthy to be a little skeptical of everything that you can't actually see and touch with your own eyes, and then even a little skeptic of the things you can see and touch with your own eyes. I think skepticism is great.
Well, it's going to be good and evil working itself out on those networks. For example, I got a note on Facebook the other day that people wanted to round up pit bulls and kill them on Halloween.
Oh, did you see that? Yes.
Yes, I heard that. I saw
In fact, it was on TV last night to not let your pit bull out tonight.
Yeah, because people are spreading this horrible virus that you're supposed to, round up pit bulls and kill them. So then other people started springing up their own pages. Don't do that, pages.
Right.
So,
and the pit bull love people.
Right.
Said pit bulls have a bad rap. They're not mean.
They're only bad owners.
They're bad owners. They're a breed that can be behaviorally changed by bad owners.
The point is that you can't just go and say that.
Cussing on Twitter.
Yeah, without
it. One of the points was actually, I forget which local newscast said it, but if you're letting your pit bull out after Halloween, like late at night on Halloween, the costumes can scare the pit bulls and the pit bulls can scare the kids. Who would do that anyway?
Well, people's dogs should be in their own yards, right. But I'd still be afraid to let my own dog out. You never know.
And keep your black cats in, too, while you're at it.
Oh.
They always say the black cat is a... No, it's not good to have him out on Halloween either. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever actually done anything to a black cat, but I'm going to make sure I keep mine indoors.
You have a black cat?
Is he? Yeah.
Is he black?
He's a tuxedo cat. He's black and white.
He's not black, though.
He's as black as coal.
Is he black as coal?
Oh, yeah. He's black. I mean, he's got a...
What?
I'm just reminded of various talk show hosts across the country who say... Not black enough is kind of
is he black enough for you?
Right. I just reminded you. No,
he's got a little white on his. He's a tuxedo cat. He's got a little bit of white.
That's called a tuxedo.
Yeah,
I thought it was a priest cat.
No, it's a tuxedo cat.
That's a little white thing right here on the collar.
Things live forever too. I don't know why, but that particular breed of cat, it'll live like a parrot. I mean, Izzy's 16, 17 now, and still just the picture of health. I mean, he is hopefully we'll see many more Halloweens.
8 minutes after 7. Another hurricane faux pas. Someone ran a Hurricane Sandy sale. I'm not sure this is such a bad idea. By the way, Letterman ran a, no show goes unproduced sale. He did it in spite of Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
This is Kenneth Cole. Remember last year when Kenneth Cole said the Egypt riots were caused by people hearing about their amazing new spring collection? That was bad advertising. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, didn't.
No, it was last year. Very bad idea, very bad taste.
That one didn't last long. They decided they didn't do a lot.
As Superstorm Sandy was flooding the East Coast, American Apparel sent out an email advertising a special Sandy sale for people in the 9 states in Hurricane Sandy's path. It said, in case you're bored during the storm, 20% off everything for the next 36 hours. Just enter Sandy Sale at checkout. They ended up getting blasted by people on Twitter. They have not apologized. I don't think this is anywhere near as bad as the riots were caused by our spring collection.
No, it's a sale.
It's a sale to celebrate the hurricane.
Enjoy. They're open. Go buy a shirt.
Well, this is online, it says, right?
Right.
Apparently from when you're online, you have a promotional code, Sandy Sale.
Yeah, people who could see that, it's probably not,
it's just fine.
Yeah, their
power stayed on, bored because of all the stupid coverage.
Well, people who are bailing out, their basement out from being flooded aren't going to be taking the time to surf around anyway. So,
Weather Channel had its biggest audience, I think, ever.
First time I ever watched it. Man, we had it on for hours.
The average audience of the Weather Channel, that means at all times, was 1.4 million. And 39 million different people watched the Weather Channel.
And that was on Sunday. That's why I suspect when Monday came, they might have gone to more traditional channels. But I think everybody on the East Coast was glued to the Weather Channel on Sunday, wondering what was going to happen, right, when it was going to hit.
On Monday, when the power was out, not as many could watch.
Right.
When was the power out?
Well, it hit
Tuesday.
Yeah, it hit 5 o'clock Monday. Yeah. So it started going out Monday morning and is still out and will be for days in some places.
No matter how you feel about President Obama, Joe wants you to admit he has good taste in music. Is this the time of the year when they release what's on the presidential iPod?
Yep, his updated iPod list has just been released.
Just for the election. Does Romney have an iPod list?
I don't know if Romney has an iPod.
Oh, you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you.
Well,
of course he has an iPod.
Well, then fine.
And an Android and a BlackBerry and a Windows phone. He has
a live
He's a politician, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I've never
seen a jug judge band. The musical taste by who did their campaign events, then on his iPod would be Meat Loaf and Kid Rock.
Ted Nugent.
And Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Check Romney's iPod online so we can report them both. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio ultimate experience you can open before Christmas. Watch them light up the tree, meet Rod Stewart for tea, and enjoy holiday moments of pure bliss.
Merry Christmas, baby.
You and a guest will fly first class to New York City, where you'll get the VIP treatment when you attend the annual Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting kicking off the holidays. Then enjoy a British tradition with a famous Brit.
This is Rod Stewart, and I create music.
You'll have tea with the legendary Rod Stewart.
Just a drink, that'll do me. I usually warm up.
And while you're sipping and chatting it up with Rod,
this is New York.
He'll give you an exclusive listen to his first original music in 10 years.
Before everyone else hears it next year.
You could be the Rod Stewart VIP in NYC. Just listen to text to win $1,000 and a chance to start your holidays in New York City.
Thanks to the Verve Music Group.
From 95.7 KJR. Greatest hits of all time.
Rules, contest times, and more at 95.7KJR.com.
It's Mattress Price Wars time at Sleep Country USA. That means you can have 36 months of interest-free financing on Certified Comfort and the most highly recommended bed in America, the Tempur-Pedic. That's the bed we have at our home. No interest for 3 years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum monthly payments required. Now, the Tempur-Pedic is an amazing bed. It's one of those memory foam beds that gives you the right support, and you need that when you sleep. And if you're on a mattress you've had for more than 5 years, the mattress isn't giving you the kind of support that you need and that it used to give you. So go to Sleep Country USA and find the bed that's right for you. It might not be the Tempur-Pedic. Might be a Beautyrest. Might be a Sealy. Might be a Stearns and Foster. But the mattress price wars that are on right now means that all those beds are at the best prices of the year. And they will guarantee you at Sleep Country that you will not pay any less anywhere. Because they'll put that mattress, they'll beat that mattress's sale price. Anybody puts it on sale for up to 100 days, they'll beat the sale price by 5% guaranteed. Guaranteed best price, guaranteed best night's sleep, and the mattress price wars that are on right now. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News, dedicated, straightforward Seattle news coverage.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as 1 day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Kim Wyman is not only the most experienced candidate for Secretary of State, she will continue the long tradition of being impartial and fair. I'm Kitsap County Auditor Walt Washington, and I am a Democrat supporting Kim Wyman for Secretary of State.
Hi, I'm Cowlitz County Auditor Chris Swanson, and I, too, am a Democrat. I am supporting Kim Wyman for Secretary of State because I believe Kim Wyman's 20 years of election experience best prepares her to be Washington Secretary of State.
Kim Wyman has been endorsed by 3 Washington Secretaries of State and 66 current and former county auditors, including Republicans, nonpartisans, and 26 Democrats.
As county auditors, we have seen Kim's unbiased leadership and commitment to protecting fair and accurate elections in the over 85 elections she has managed.
A vote for Kim Wyman is one for accurate and fair elections, which is good for Washington.
Please join us in voting for Kim Wyman for Secretary of State.
I'm Kim Wyman, and I approve this message.
Please visit KimWyman.com for more information. Paid for by Citizens for Kim Wyman, Republican.
You know, every year I plot and plan out Halloween, and every year some last-minute details come creeping out of the woodwork. This year, believe it or not, it's candy. I kept thinking about buying it. Well, no worries. I'm off to Fred Meyer. They have a great selection of candy. The kids' favorites. And while I'm there, I'm going to let the kids check out the Halloween costumes and accessories. Freddy's always has really great last-minute deals on makeup, wigs, masks, costumes, and treat carriers. Then I'll head over to check out the Halloween makeup sale. It's buy one, get another at half price. Nothing scary about that deal. There's false eyelashes, fake nails, color hairspray, and more cool stuff that the kids will love. And last but not least, I always forget the glow sticks. Well, not this year. I'm going to stock up on glow sticks and even pick up a couple of flashlights for the adults in the group. Okay, candy, costumes, glow sticks. One trip to Freddy's and I'll be all set for the big night. Fred Meyer, save time, money, and gas.
12 Moons Asian Bistro is a dining experience you'll never forget. Snoqualmie Casino is proud to announce our newest addition, 12 Moons Asian Bistro, the Northwest's newest and finest dining experience now open. 12 Moons Asian Bistro has taken the best flavors of East Asian cuisine along with the freshest of ingredients designed to ignite your palate. 12 Moons has customized a menu orchestrated with the freshest sushi, udon, pho, and features an open flame robotic grill. The grand opening of 12 Moons Asian Bistro now open. 12 Moons is an experience all will enjoy. Featuring lunch, dinner, and a late night menu at Snoqualmie Casino, seating large and intimate parties comfortably, plus a view second to none. Snoqualmie Casino has it all. We're located just off the 90 East at exit 27. Snoqualmie Casino. Now that's entertainment.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're driving through the countryside when you run over the tail of a porcupine sitting on the side of the road. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs and more for the entire life of the tire. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. No porcupines were harmed in the making of this commercial. Come in now and get a great deal at our fall tire sale. Hurry, our biggest sale of the year ends October 31st.
Today's deal, Salome Retreat, 51% off. Go to SweetJack.com for two nights at the relaxing B&B. Salome Retreat.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hi, this is Steve in Seattle at 95.7 KJR, the greatest hits of all time, and I love playing the Beatles for you. I'll see you at 4 o'clock today for the Fab Four at 4 at KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, still dealing with quite a few incidents. I-5 northbound at 599, that stalled prison vehicle blocking the HOV lane. 405 northbound at 85th, a semi-accident blocking the two left lanes. Also, I-90 eastbound at Highway 18, an accident there blocking the left lane. These incidents are popping up every few minutes, so just take it easy out there. Southbound I-5 really backed up now from 112th all the way through Linwood. Everett to Seattle already up to an 85-minute commute. Coming up tomorrow at 7:30 on The Bob Rivers Show, actresses Maggie Grace from Lost, Taken, and Taken 2, and Mia Maestro from Frida and The Motorcycle Diaries joins us in studio to promote their latest film, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
Fellas, yeah. I want to get up and do my thing.
Yeah.
I need to get up and do my thing.
Yeah.
I want to get into it.
Yeah.
Can I get into it?
Yeah.
Like a sex machine.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
Doing.
doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Count it
off.
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 Count it
off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on it.
Get up.
Get on it.
Stay on the scene.
Get on it.
Like a sex machine.
Get on it.
Get up.
Get on it.
Get up.
Get on it.
Stay on the scene.
Get on it.
Like a sex machine.
Get on it.
Get up.
This is on Obama's iPad, by the way. Stuff like this makes me wish I was black.
You don't feel like you can enjoy this?
I think I would enjoy it. I don't.
Well, I'm just wondering why it makes you wish you were.
It makes me wish I was black because I feel the pulse. I feel the rhythm, but I don't feel.
You can't act on it. Give it the jive it deserves?
No, I'm not going to let you finish the sentence. Because if I can't finish the sentence...
No one can.
No one can.
Okay, I feel you.
No.
Hey, brother.
What it is...
Gonna get a woo-woo.
No, I have to say this the right way, obviously, because we're broadcasting it. But there is a sense of excitement in that music. There is a... There is an ability to groove that I'm afraid, you know, the movie that was made about basketball that said white man can't jump.
Right.
That I feel like I.
Although I would like to qualify that. That was Woody Harrelson. There may be white men who can jump. I just don't think Woody Harrelson couldn't. Guy.
You say white men can't groove?
I don't know. I know that I can't.
Maybe white men from the North can't groove, because white men in the South have had that for a while.
They groove.
Well, the blues are different from soul, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to what's on President Obama's iPod, by the way. But you love his, and you don't even own an iPod.
I don't own an iPod. I don't have any kind of digital musical device in my life. Never have.
Where's all your music? On CDs?
Yeah.
He doesn't have any music.
I have CDs. I have records.
When's the last time you put a CD or a record on something and played it?
In my car, I listen to CDs.
Do you?
Yeah. I've got the new Bob Dylan CD going right now. Got the new Alabama Shakes. I actually still go to a record store.
Buy a CD?
I go to Silver Platters and buy CDs.
Without a senior citizen discount.
Right.
But that's coming soon.
Another 10 years
or so. I didn't know anybody still bought CDs.
You bet. They're still down there willing to sell you some.
I buy CDs.
Really?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I bought a CD. The last CD I bought was Bruce, Wrecking Ball. I bought a CD within the last 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kids don't buy any CDs, right?
But then I immediately put it on my iPod in my iTunes library so it can be in my phone, so I can put it in my car, plug it into my car's auxiliary sound. I got my whole catalog, my whole library. Everything I've ever bought is available in my dashboard.
I think that's great. Believe me, it's just something I haven't got around to. It's not like I'm anti. You must, you know, not have digital music. I mean, I think that's...
There's so many more important things to do with your life.
When I listen to music is usually in a spot where I can put in a CD or have a service going where you could play, you know, just a variety
of music.
Have
you used the iHeartRadio radio station? Make up your own radio station?
iHeartRadio. I've used just turn on my television. Comcast has a wide variety of, if you just want to, you know, music of one genre.
So when Wheel of Fortune goes off for the last time of the night, it's time to turn that on.
No, there's music channels. I like the...
I know. There's dozens of them.
I like the adult alternative channel.
By the way, I wonder what Ragtime Spike did about music back in the day. He didn't have hardly anything. He had a Victrola, I would imagine.
I've got one of those, actually.
You have a Victrola?
Well, I have an old Philips radio / you open it up and there's a... It's not a Victrola, but it's a very old record player. They don't make records the size that this thing takes. This was
78s?
Yeah, 78s are pre... I mean, they're the big heavy ones.
78s.
Yeah.
Those are the big slabs.
A friend of mine used to climb into his grandfather's attic to listen to 78s when we were kids.
Yeah, I got it from
Hello,
grandma.
My baby. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
I don't think President Obama goes that far back, but he does have some of the classics. That's why I think you have to admit, this president has pretty good taste. It's a wide variety of music.
It's the exact same musical taste I have. I hate to say it. Stevie Wonder, James Brown, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan. Jay-Z, Eminem, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Bruce Springsteen, not mentioned, even though he's been campaigning for Obama, which goes to show Obama can't be bought. Or does it? I think that's an oversight that they forgot to mention Bruce.
I would think.
Well, he just rambled off a few. So another radio station interview. Man, the guy talked to every radio station. I won't say in America, but in Ohio.
Well, in Ohio you can get him on your podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Anybody. If you want to talk to the president or Mitt Romney and you live in Ohio, just give him a call. He'll sit down and talk to you.
I still think we should pull a Ohio podcast. Let's be an Ohio podcast and see if he'll talk to us.
See if we could get him on Friday. He's busy today. He's with Governor Christie today, so.
How about that? Governor Christie. A Republican governor who, by all accounts, would really want Romney to win right now. Remember, there was rumors he was asked to be Romney's running mate.
This guy gave the keynote speech, the speaker, at the Republican convention. He was the guy.
And he's doing nothing the last couple of days but praising President Obama.
Do you remember what he's at the convention, what everybody was saying after he was done at the convention? Everybody was saying, this guy is already thinking presidential, thinking for 2016.
Yeah, well, you could kind of tell you're at the New Jersey head of emergency services.
Right.
Here's Christie wearing a Christie 16 T-shirt. You know, I think it's clear.
Do you think he wants Romney to lose now because he realizes he'll have a shot in 4 years?
I don't think he wants Romney to lose. I think he's just, embrace yourself, because I'm going to say something that's going to blow your mind right now. I think he's just being honest. You can be a Republican and think that President Obama is doing a good job managing the storm. Is that far-fetched?
No, but it seems like they weren't allowed to say that. Well, even in places where unemployment was lowest in the country, it's a Republican governor. You don't admit that unemployment's lowest in the country.
In this particular case, Chris Christie was asked, he was asked if he felt like this was going to inhibit the campaign and all this stuff. And he said to Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I saw that. You're watching Fox and Friends?
No.
No.
I was.
He said, he was just like, you know what?
You're already watching Fox and Friends. Yeah, that would be like porn. I can put that on the internet.
No, he said, frankly, you know what, people? I don't care. How about that? I'm doing a job. My whole state's underwater. And the last thing on my mind is campaigning.
That's so you. That's so New Jersey. Look, get out of my face.
I
don't
love
care. I don't want to care about that stuff right now.
And you know what? President Obama is doing a good job with Hurricane Sandy. And so if Chris Christie, a Republican and a big time Republican and potentially with presidential aspirations, honestly thinks that he's doing a good job, he would say it.
Mm. Oh, he didn't just say he's doing a good job. He said he gave me his private number. They call me at 2 a.m.
Right.
I mean, he is running one up the flagpole for Obama.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Here we go.
You know, the president's been great. I spoke to him 3 times yesterday. He called me for the last time at midnight last night. I asked me what I needed, and I said if you could expedite the major disaster declaration without all the normal FEMA mumbo jumbo. He got right on it. I got a call from FEMA at 2 a.m. For me to answer a couple of questions. And then this morning, I understand he signed the major disaster declaration for New Jersey. The president has been all over this, and he deserves great credit. I've been on the phone with him, like I said, yesterday personally 3 times. He gave me his number at the White House. Told me to call him if I needed anything, and he absolutely means it.
He's campaigning for Obama.
He's being honest.
I'm with Bob. And then Fox and Friends tried to force feed him. Are you going to tour the state with Governor Romney? And that's when he said, "You know what? I don't give a damn. If you think I give a rat's ass about
here, do you have that one, Pedro?
I don't know if it is one you guys are talking about.
I don't give a damn about Election Day. It doesn't matter a lick to me. So let the politicians who are on the ballot worry about Election Day. It's not my problem. I'm not dealing with it at the moment.
Unfortunately, there's not anything that we can compare it to here in our state. But the fact that AC is destroyed and will never be the same, the fact that the Jersey Shore is destroyed and will never be the same. I mean, we're talking about iconic things that you can't replace.
No.
You know, his state's in serious trouble. This is not a time to BS.
He really seriously, is mad.
Maybe he's got people whispering in his ear, you should say this or you should say that, but I'm going to choose to believe that he's just being honest.
No. I think he's got people whispering in his ear, you need to go hold Romney's hand as you walk down the tattered streets of Seaside Heights. And he's saying, honestly, you're right. I don't give a damn. I got 2 million people out of power. I got my shore just got an enema from the Lord. You know,
but you know what? I'm a cynic. He's a politician. He is thinking about running in 4 years. That confirms it to me, because what he's just done is won Democratic support for his presidential run in 4 years by endorsing Obama at the last minute.
Well, I'll be going up against Hillary Clinton.
Pedro, do you agree with me? You're as much of a cynic as I am.
This is 100% the whole campaign. I mean, the guy
Pedro and I agree, by the way, that cats and dogs are lying down together. That is hell freezing over.
Yep.
Yep.
It's a quick, I mean, there's something you cannot deny. Chris Christie is a very, very smart politician. Probably one of the smartest politicians we have. No idea.
And he's very honest.
Did you see him hug him?
Maybe you might vote for him. Would he be like Rob McKenna was for Joe? Would he be the first Republican you might vote for president?
I don't know. Ooh. We're not there yet, but I do like his style.
Yeah, and he's New Jersey.
He won.
And by the way, you like his style because it's your style.
I like his style because he doesn't BS around. When he gets caught, he's honest.
And I think he probably thinks a lot like me. He probably thought, well, I might run in 2012, but then he thought, well, you know, if I wait till 2016, I'll have a few years to lose a little weight and get in better shape.
You
put these big decisions off till, you know.
He is pretty round, by the way. And they showed a side picture of him yesterday, which I hadn't seen.
Oh, yeah. And it's grueling to run for president. I mean, I don't know how healthy or unhealthy.
Most guys gain weight and get unhealthy.
Yeah, you got to start pretty darn healthy when you start one of those campaigns. You got to be ready for 2 years.
Could America elect him? We have not had. Hey, Eric, seriously, when's the last time we had a, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but when's the last time we had an obese president?
Well, that would be William Howard Taft was the really big one.
In the year?
Let's see.
Taft was in the 1912 area.
Take your best guess. You're going to be very close.
I'm thinking 1912 to 16, maybe.
Very good. 1909 to 1913. There you go.
What, they had it in odd years then?
No, my math was off. I'm thinking, because 19, that would be 100.
Well, he's inaugurated in 2009, elected in 2008.
Right.
There you go. It was a cycle, I was one cycle off.
Oh, of course, it's 13 is the year he takes office.
Right.
And, you know, Taft was the only president ever to get stuck in a bathtub. True story,
got stuck in a bathtub.
That's how fat that guy was.
Wow, did Little Feet write a song about him?
That's who it was about,
Is that really right?
No.
Oh. I could fall
but
for
he did,
it.
He did get
you realize you could invent history.
He did get stuck in a bathtub. That is a fact.
As the president.
As the president.
Come on, with all the advisors and assistants. And
that's what it took to get him out of the
thing.
During the next election, he ran on the This Is America, We Need Bigger Tubs platform.
Right. That's what,
bigger tub in every house.
Everyone agreed.
I tell you what, though, I'm looking at these pictures, and Jody's right, man. I've walked down what was the boardwalk in Atlantic City. I've stood at the beach at Rehoboth and Seaside in Ocean City, Maryland. You watch the devastation. I've never seen anything like that in my life. We've been in New Orleans, and you see New Orleans underwater, but imagine New Orleans just wiped clean. I mean, just taken off the face of the earth.
Well, parts of it were, but yes, I hear you. It'll be rebuilt. Now, it will never be the same.
Right.
I haven't heard anybody say this, but speaking of songs, does it seem ironic to anybody but me that the king of Asbury Park, Bruce Springsteen, wrote a great song?
Sandy.
Titled Sandy.
Fireworks are hailing over.
And then the one thing that takes out all of New Jersey.
Sandy.
Is a hurricane of all things named Sandy.
Are you into coincidences like that?
Well, it's just, it's kind of seems a little bit divine to me. I mean, in not a great way, but.
But his lyrics were nothing about anything like that. Just a coincidence.
Waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me.
It's a great
song. Is
that
the actual lyric?
Yeah, you play Bruce
Springsteen.
It's Springsteen, so I know he's being factual. If it's Neil Young, he's making it up out of his you-know-what.
Right.
She worked that joint down on the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with
the radio. I guess it could have been Hurricane Rosalita or something, but there weren't that many, you know, songs Bruce wrote about, you know, named specifically after a woman.
Well, I can't wait for the Bruce Benefit show.
You know, he's got to play. Start playing.
He's got to play.
Oh, my God. He's got to play for the Jersey Shore.
You know, think he could make enough money to rebuild Jersey Shore with a big benefit concert.
He could help. Yeah. And he will. Of course he will.
Here's an emotional montage of comments about the damage from the hurricane.
Total devastation everywhere.
I've been through 4 hurricanes. Never seen anything like this.
Devastation. And our house is, you know, in somewhat good condition. Look behind you here.
Well, and 118 have our neighbors' houses have gone.
Heartbreaking. All your life. And then you're looking at stuff. There's nothing there no more. Nothing. You can't salvage anything.
Here's someone who actually I can't believe this.
These are the crazy clips of the day. These are amazing.
Here's someone who says, and it's an Ivy League student. Is it Yale? What university? Oh, it's Brown because it's Rhode Island. Okay. A Brown University student, Daniel Moraff, says he didn't believe there was a hurricane at all. It was a government conspiracy.
I want to introduce you real quick to Daniel, who's a student at Brown University today. And you came down here with quite a few people, despite people telling you not to come down here. You're coming down anyway. How come?
I mean, you know, I wake up, people say there's a hurricane, and I'm still pretty skeptical.
Do you feel safe out here right now?
I mean, I do. I don't really believe that there's a hurricane.
Well, there is.
Well, I mean, I know the government wants us to think that, but I mean, think about it. The Earth rotates very quickly. Maybe
and the wind has really picked up and the rain's starting to come down. Right. So the hurricane barrier's down. The city is protected right now. How would you describe the conditions as we see it at this hour? Windier.
It's definitely windy. No, for sure. The wind's definitely, I think, faster than it normally is.
And no school at Brown right now. What about tomorrow? Have you been told yet?
Well, you know, the government definitely wants you to think classes have been canceled. I'm not so sure.
And they haven't. Thank you, Daniel. We haven't made a decision.
He's just messing with her. Yeah, I like that, him,
yeah,
actually.
Come on. That's what it says.
The government wants you to think. It's cloudy.
Definitely windy. I'll give you that.
These little people trying to say we landed on the moon.
That crazy dame interviewing him, she has no clue that he's messing with.
You can tell. What do you call the big thing over there? The wind, the water. What do you call that?
I agree.
You notice how she keeps talking faster to try and redirect him to make him make sense?
Well, the government wants you to think the water's wet, but there's no proof water.
Right.
Did you hear this next one? I probably listened to this clip a million times.
All right, describe it.
There is a guy, he's videoing it, and we should probably post the whole video at bobrivers.com, but you could hear the audio is funny enough. Well, it's not funny because he's filming from inside his house. A gust of wind from the hurricane takes down huge trees, and then the trees land on cars, and then there's a tree on fire, and the guy is doing... what do you call it when you're doing color commentary? And he's just so excited to capture it on film.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. Oh! Oh my God!
Oh wait, oh wait. Our tree!
You're
It's double rainbow guy. Same thing.
It hit your car. Oh my God. Oh my God!
It hit my car.
Oh, the car! I got that all on film! I got that all on film!
Oh my God!
No! Their car got crushed!
Oh!
Yeah, what it is.
And the Oh My God singers. Like,
yeah. What all this is that he's realized that he's produced something that other people might want to watch. And so he's all excited because I'm rich. I've got something that people want to watch. People think that a million hits is $1 million.
On film.
On film. There's no such thing as film anymore, by the way. The film company shut down.
I got that all on film. I got that all on film.
Worst guy ever to have to be with no electricity with. Imagine if that was your husband.
Oh my God. You're going to let me have sex? Oh my God.
Can we get it on film?
She's taking a pencil. Oh my God.
David Letterman did his monologue without an audience again.
Two days in a row? Yeah,
2 days in a row. And wow. He had a guest this time. And he, you know what? I credit him. A listener texted, and he's still funnier than Leno, even with no audience. But I don't agree with that.
I don't know, Bob. You listen to this one.
Yeah. I think it's weak. But you know what? The guy, it's not going to hurt his career.
Oh, God.
He's
no.
Such an icon. That it's sort of like a peek behind the scenes at what his life is really like before you put the audience in. It's actually kind of cool.
It's like one of those where they take a very famous actress and she says, what I look like without makeup.
Exactly.
You know, like Jamie Lee Curtis when she did that spread and she was just, this is what I really am before.
Did you see that, by the way?
I've seen a lot of actresses without makeup.
Not just
when I say before your time,
yeah.
That's right. Before your being up on pop culture time. I don't know how old you were, probably 11 or something.
Yeah.
But, Jamie Lee Curtis at one point, incredibly hot reputation.
I think it was like an Esquire magazine or something like that. It wasn't just, you know, caught on the way to the gym without makeup. Like a lot
she
of
did
stars
it on purpose,
do.
Right.
Yeah,
she did it on
full
purpose.
Magazine spread, a before and after the makeup artist.
A lot of people have done that since. Yeah. It's always very astonishing.
Unbelievable.
Here's David Letterman.
Losses could reach $20 billion.
$20 billion.
Yeah. And most of that is in paper towels.
That is, well, that only makes sense.
That's remarkable. I had to come in. I used up all my sick days. That's
hey,
right there.
That's why you're here.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Michael Phelps couldn't get to work today. Michael Phelps, Olympic champion. Michael Phelps.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like Clint Eastwood, an old guy talking to empty chairs.
Topical reference.
Let's try that one again, Anton. I feel like Clint Eastwood, an old guy talking to empty chairs.
Hello.
What's funny is, though, we're actually making it better because we're a real audience laughing.
Yeah, right.
The clip does not even have that. David Letterman. When we come back, NBC is bringing back Community. That was a beloved show that they canceled. Is that right?
Yeah, they hauled it off the air, and a lot of people rallied for it. It's the one with a local guy made good, Joel McHale. Yep. They have a great ensemble cast that a lot of people really, they didn't know why it was pulled off in the first place.
And Sesame Street used one of their characters to calm down children. Not Big Bird, because Big Bird's very traumatic. He's about to get fired. I'll tell you which character when we come back.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, a new accident on 518 eastbound at I-5. The accident is blocking the ramp to northbound I-5. Also dealing with a new incident southbound 99 in the Battery Street Tunnel. Another spin-out collision there blocking all of the southbound lanes. Also looks like we're dealing with an incident I-90 eastbound at State Route 18 blocking the left lane. And 520 eastbound after I-5, an accident there blocking the right lane as well. So really take it easy out there. Way too many incidents today. Traffic is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Gearing up for holiday shopping? Well, there's an easy way to get the scoop on Fred Meyer's Black Friday deals. Just head to fredmeyer.com, sign up for emails, and you'll get a sneak peek at Freddy's Black Friday ad. Fred Meyer, save time, money, and gas.
Some elections give you a choice between just two candidates. iHeartRadio gives you a choice of 1,500 radio stations to hear anywhere in the USA. Once elected, that candidate struggles to create anything. iHeartRadio can create custom music stations with a song or artist on the spot. So, vote for iHeartRadio. Early and often. Free apps or listen online, iHeartRadio.com, including the iPad app for high-resolution display. Master Chief Radio, music to play Halo 4 by. Available only on iHeartRadio.
At Fred Meyer, we don't want to keep you waiting.
It's all about us valuing our customers' time. At Fred Meyer, you get shorter lines and faster checkout. At Fred Meyer, you will get a faster checkout.
Now when you check out at your neighborhood Fred Meyer, you're going to spend even less time in line.
I'm committed to getting my customers through the line quicker. You'll get in, get what you need, and get on your way.
When you add faster checkout to lower prices, plus quality meat and produce, one-stop shopping just got even better. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Tired of counting sheep? Then hurry to Mattress Discounters and save big. For a limited time, get a red tag special on a queen-size Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress for just $397. Get a queen-size Sealy memory foam mattress for just $497. Plus, you always get Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounters.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Tonight on Como 4 News, it promises to make you look younger.
Sounds kind of freaky to me, actually.
And feel better.
Are you ready for your vampire facelift?
They say vampires live forever, right?
You're using your own blood products to become more youthful, rejuvenated.
Problem solver Connie Thompson puts the blood-filled breakthrough to the test.
Is this a beneficial bonus to injectable fillers or just another gimmick?
Watch tonight at 11 on Como 4 News, working for you.
Welcome back to Halloween Week on Wheel of Fortune. Woo-hoo! So, Lee, are you ready to give it a spin?
Oh, you betcha, Pat.
All right, let her rip.
Here we go. All right, big money, big money.
900.
Jackpot, jackpot.
Jackpot.
Jackpot, jackpot.
500.
Jackpot.
Oh, no, you landed on death.
What?
Yep, I'm afraid it's death.
Death.
Oh, too bad. You were so close to the jackpot.
Oh, hey, hey, go away. Hey.
Join Wheel of Fortune for Halloween Week. This could be scary.
Wheel of Fortune, tonight at 7 on Como 4.
My mom always used to say, honey, don't judge a book by its cover. And I'd think, uh-huh, Mom, whatever. But that was pretty good advice. Like, take Republican Rob McKenna. His whole thing is, hey, trust me, I'm a moderate. So I took a closer look and figured out Rob McKenna isn't at all who he says he is. Turns out, McKenna raised money for George W. Bush. McKenna actually listed that on his resume. Then, McKenna chaired the McCain-Palin campaign. Sarah Palin? McKenna even filed a lawsuit that would have denied women access to birth control and cancer screenings. Mom was right. You really can't judge a book by its cover. And Republican Rob McKenna, you're definitely not who you say you are.
No candidate authorized this ad. Paid for by R. Washington, Seattle, Washington. Top five contributors, Washington Education Association PAC, National Education Association Advocacy Fund, Justice for All PAC, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Democratic Governors Association.
No matter where your outdoor adventures take you, count on Cabela's to keep you warm with the most innovative outerwear systems and cold weather gear. We've got the latest arrivals and the best brands. Find a huge selection of coats, jackets, hats, gloves, base layers, footwear, and more from brands like Cabela's, Carhartt, Columbia, Under Armour, and The North Face. Save big starting November 1st at Cabela's in Lacey and Tulalip or shop Cabela's.com. Cabela's, your cold weather headquarters.
It's that time of year again. Time for all the neighborhood trick-or-treaters to come knocking at your door. Just one trip to your neighborhood QFC and you'll have everything you need. From freshly made cookies and cupcakes in the bakery to a great selection of Halloween candy. QFC is your Halloween headquarters. And this week in the meat department, you'll get a great price on a really flavorful cut of beef. Flank steak. USDA Choice Flank Steak is just $4.99 a pound in the value pack. Marinate it well for a tender, juicy steak with tremendous flavor. And it's still Honeycrisp apple season. Honeycrisp apples are so refreshing and crisp. If you haven't tried them yet, now's the time. This week, they're just $1.68 a pound in the produce department. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Also at QFC, we've lowered prices even further in our produce department. You can count on the same quality and freshness at an even better price. Now at QFC.
Who would enjoy getting Dragon Speech Recognition software as a gift? Well, it lets you control your computer with your voice. So I gave it to my mom for recording our family history. And
to my brother, who's using it to research and write his thesis. And to one of my friends, too. He uses it to help him be more efficient in his business.
So who's the perfect person to give Dragon to as a gift?
Anybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Dragon. Available at Amazon, Best Buy, Staples, or at GetDragon.com.
All major brand appliances priced to steal. Come prepared, because if you don't buy it, the person behind you will. The Albert Lee Appliance Warehouse Sale. It all happens November 3rd and 4th in Ballard.
I'm Albert Lee III, and I approve this message.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we have nasty traffic all over the place. We have multiple incidents, including one southbound 99 in the Battery Street Tunnel. All lanes in the southbound direction are closed at the moment. That 405 accident that rolled over semi has been cleared at 85th. 518 eastbound, the ramp to I-5 is partially blocked right now with an accident. And it looks like we're just seeing these spinouts happen left and right. So take it easy. Make sure you watch your speed. It looks like Everett to Seattle, unfortunately, up to a 100-minute commute. Coming up tomorrow at 7:30 on The Bob Rivers Show, actresses Maggie Grace from Lost and the Taken movies and Mia Maestro from Frida and The Motorcycle Diaries. They're both going to join us in studio to promote their latest film, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hit of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
All right, it's 7:48. Did Elmo calm down kids during the hurricane, Pedro?
La la la, la 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 la.
Catchy.
I'm sure I wasn't listening. What is it?
Huh? Why are you playing Elmo's song, I guess?
Oh, we're playing the guy, exactly, because he made a reference about Hurricane Sandy.
Thank you. The kind of communication I have with our producer, it's like we have ESP. Thank you, Pedro. Appreciate all that you put into the show.
That Elmo's World song is such an earworm. I think about it all day long.
Sesame Street used Elmo to calm children in the wake of Sandy. Elmo visited Brian Lehrer's WNYC radio show and spoke directly to the young audience. It turns out the Muppet Elmo is a hurricane pro because he was in a scary storm on Sesame Street once.
There was once a hurricane on Sesame Street. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Well, the wind started blowing really bad, and we had to put tape on windows and stuff, and we got some water and some peanut butter and tuna fish and stuff like that, so we were okay. Yeah, Big Bird's nest got ruined, but we got the
I don't know why.
And then we went out and looted the stores and broke the windows, and we all got new TVs and tennis shoes, and Mr. Stephanopoulos brought home a gun.
Have you guys ever seen the guy who does the voice of Elmo?
I thought about that. I'm like, you shouldn't do that.
But no, then no. I went like this, and everybody started laughing.
You do a pretty good Elmo. Who
I
knew?
Spent a lot of time in front of the TV.
Kids
with
love you.
Oh, thanks, Bob. But I got no 401k since I got jobbed by Wall Street. I'm glad they're underwater, douchebags.
See, one too far. I got to call Wall Street douchebag. That's just not necessary.
Not for a cartoon character, no.
Come on.
But it's not a cartoon character. It's you doing a cartoon.
It's big body heat.
Actually, you've got a great Elmo there. Elmo in a duet with Neil Young, ladies and gentlemen.
You are like a hurricane. There's water in your store.
All right, good enough. Yesterday, after the show, I said, Spike, your Neil Young was brilliant. And he said, yes, but I pushed it two lines too far. I said, that's okay.
It's, you know, that's doing that for the kids in New York is so smart.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's somebody that they know and they trust that's telling them everything's going to be okay. You know, stuff's broken up, but we're going to, like, we rebuilt Big Bird's Nest. We're going to rebuild the front of the store your mom goes to every week. It's gone. You know, all the stuff you know and trust, and your world just got, you know, destroyed. But it's almost
David Letterman's on all by himself.
No audience.
There's no audience.
Nobody's laughing at Letterman.
What does Elmo have to say about that?
Nobody ever laughs at Letterman anyway.
Well, I listened to the interview on the podcast, and you know what? The kid, the little kid that Elmo talked to is worried about. What's the first thing kid's going to ask you after hurricane?
Halloween. Are we going to be able to get candy? Right.
Well, and school, you know.
Oh, school?
Yeah. How many days off do I get?
How many days off do I get?
Yeah.
What did Elmo say about days off?
School is overweighted.
Actually,
you get everything you need on
Sesame Street.
Just watch Sesame Street. Well, you don't need to go to school.
Yeah, they said that the mayor decides about that stuff, but I'm sure you're excited to go back to school and can't wait, is what Elmo said.
Strange merger today. It's not even a merger. It's a purchase. Walt Disney has bought out Lucasfilms. Now, if you care about this sort of thing, I mean, if you have children, speaking of Elmo and Sesame Street, Disney years ago bought out Pixar, which was at the time Steve Jobs' company that made all those great movies and groundbreaking, and Disney had to own it because Disney, let's face it, owns children.
Pretty much.
That's fine.
Yeah.
To Disney, children are items to be collected. Now Disney has bought, think about it, Star Wars is Disney. Pixar is Disney.
And the other massive acquisition they made, Marvel is now Disney.
What?
Marvel Comics, yes.
So all the superheroes.
You know who this is good for, by the way? Big Bird. He won't be out of work long. If a child icon is on the street, Disney will come along and scoop him up.
And the Muppets are already have been assimilated.
Are the Muppets in talks with Disney? What does Kermit say?
Oh, they're already in there.
We really would like to have our own trailers. At least have those. That'd be really great.
Yeah, they're part of the machine already too.
And if we could keep frog legs into the commissary, that would be easy.
Wait a minute. Does Disney already own the Muppets?
Muppet 3D movie plays at Disneyland has for years.
Yeah.
Muppet characters are now authorized to walk around Disney. You might run.
So do they license them or do they own?
I believe they own.
The ownership pays less.
A lot of people are worried about 2015 when the next Star Wars movie comes out, what that's going to be like under Disney.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
Jar Jar Binks and the Latin Princess?
No, that this time.
Luke, he's your father.
Yeah, instead of a planet with Jar Jar Binks, which was the worst character ever, it'd be a planet with cartoon characters. Star Wars hits the cartoon world. Here we go.
It's a world of laughter. It's a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears.
Hey, can we call Mickey today?
Yeah, in a minute we're going to call him, yep.
Okay. Mickey Mouse, an old friend of the show.
Three more Star Wars coming. Actually, every 3 years.
Isn't there they're doing a TV show too? It's already in the works, I heard.
Yeah. But how could there be more Star Wars?
They're going to do a new trilogy. They're going to do one.
So they've had they've had the series. They've had the prequel. Is this the in betweenquel?
This one starts where what was it? Return of the Jedi leaves off. I'm no Star Wars expert, but this one starts there and. They plan to.
This is the continuation of the story.
And they plan to continue.
So the first thing you're going to do is blow up Jar Jar Binks' planet.
Oh, thank God.
That could be.
Well, is this stuff Lucas is going to write? Are they going to bring in different writers?
He's going to consult a little bit. He says, I'm retired.
They're just going to hire little Taiwanese children to do everything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he is officially cashing out.
Jody will be visiting some of these children in India.
Of course I will.
Yeah. And it's not just Star Wars. You know, it's Indiana Jones. It's everything Lucas has done. It's all his special effects stuff. It's his.
They own it all now.
Yeah. They just cashed him out. $4 billion.
I bet they reuse everything. Like, Skywalker will get to some planet, and he'll go into the woods, and some rock will start rolling towards him. You will start to recognize everything.
There's the lady who puts him to sleep for 40 years. They've already had, Star Tours at Disney World. They've already had the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland. I mean,
they've been in bed for a while.
They've been working together forever.
How much did he get? George Lucas got $4 billion.
And you want to listen, because actually he says something very important about making even more money.
Lucasfilm has been working toward this moment for several years now. I especially have been working to try to retire from the company. I want to go off and deal with my philanthropy and other things that I've been working on. For me, it's my retirement plan, which is I've taken my company and bought stock in the best entertainment company in the world.
Wow. Can you just picture Lucas saying to himself, I've only got $3.5 billion. I think I got to wait another year before I can safely retire.
You think I want to drag myself into work every day?
I'm going to wait until it's $4 billion. I think about $4 billion, honey? Honey?
I don't know.
$4 billion enough? Well, I don't know. What about Europe? But that's nice. Here's another guy, massively rich, who wants to spend his final days in philanthropy. I have a theory about why we do that. And I say we. My philanthropy is very small, but I also have some.
You got more than most people.
Some. I'm nothing that I would brag about. But Bill Gates is more what I'm talking about. Very proud of him. I suspect that I used to wonder, do even rich people die? But what about all that money? They're rich. Because I go through these emotions where people who are better off, have everything. Mm-hmm. But then I realize that we're all born naked and wet. And we usually die wet.
Is there a way that we could aggregate some information to find out whether self-made millionaires like Gates, Lucas, guys who did it themselves from the beginning and ended up super gajillionaires and want to focus on philanthropy are more likely to do that than the sons that were passed down the money?
It's a good question. People trust fund babies?
Yeah, people who were born on third base and think they hit a triple. That's how I've heard that described.
I only know a few trust fund babies. I got to meet a couple growing up. One was a good friend of mine. Pretty sure he doesn't listen. Still don't like talking about people behind their back.
Let's change his name.
Well, we're talking about like Uber trust fund babies, like the Hilton sisters.
Yeah, I don't know. Uber.
They were born to all the.
But I do know a guy never had to work a day in his life and knew it when he was 15. Wow.
And, is he generous?
Not in the Bill Gates kind of way. Had a wonderful life. Formed a company. Did some decent business. And, multiple homes and all of those things. Owned an airplane, which I consider the ultimate of snobbery.
A lot of people say that.
you know what I mean? It's hard for me to talk about people and judge that sort of thing. But I don't know. I'd have to ask. See, here's the thing about philanthropy. I guess if you're Bill Gates or you're George Lucas, or your name some of the big stars who are tremendously into philanthropy. And some of them, are into being activists and going to Darfur.
Angelina Jolie.
Clooney,
I'm thinking of. Yeah. To some extent, using your celebrity to help get things done
Bono. You want to talk about big stars doing things.
Yeah, that's it's a double-edged sword because, you know, how much of it are you doing to market yourself and make people love you because that's kind of in the business that you're in? Or how much of it is that, hey, and you could even talk about Lance Armstrong. How much of it is, hey, I might as well use this clout I have because it'll increase the amount of good that I can do. But then if you screw up or make a mistake, you will endanger the entire philanthropy.
Right, well, take it down with you.
Yeah.
Will Live Strong even survive, given like, Lance Armstrong?
Right. Now, what could Bill Gates get caught doing that would destroy his whole philanthropy effort?
He's got an iPad. He's got an iPhone.
That could be it.
MacBook.
God, nothing.
But Lance Armstrong, of course, shot steroids or whatever he did. What was he? Was it steroids?
It's performance-enhancing drugs.
Was it shot in the behind?
Yeah.
Is that the normal, or is that just the caricature of what happened?
I mean, the method of application changes as fast as the detection systems catch up. They find a way to find out you got a needle in your ass, you find a way to put something on your